Test 7.
Section C. The World Health Organization says people need more information about how to safely use traditional medicines. The WHO now has guidelines to suggest ways for public health officials to develop that information. The health agency is part of the United Nations. Up to 80% of people in developing countries depend on traditional medicines. More and more people in wealthy countries use them too. But the WHO notes that just because products are natural does not always mean they are safe. It says reports of bad reactions have increased sharply in the last few years. In China, for example, about 10,000 harmful drug reactions were reported in 2002. There were just 4,000 cases reported between 1990 and 1999. Traditional medicines are made from plants, animal products, and minerals. The health agency says they remain largely outside government control. In most countries, traditional medicines can be purchased without a doctor's order. Sometimes they are prepared by friends or by the patients themselves. The WHO says this situation raises concerns about the quality of treatments and the lack of professional supervision. Lee Jong-wook is Director General of the organisation. Dr. Lee says the WHO supports the use of traditional medicines when they have been shown to help and to have few risks. But he says government should have the tools to make sure people get the best information. Under the new guidelines, traditional healers would have to be skilled, and they would have to be listed with the government. Also, people would have to be informed about how and where to report problems. Dr. Lee says governments can also use the guidelines to create media campaigns about the issue.
Now the passage will be read again.
The World Health Organization says people need more information about how to safely use traditional medicines. The WHO now has guidelines to suggest ways for public health officials to develop that information. The health agency is part of the United Nations. Up to 80% of people in developing countries depend on traditional medicines. More and more people in wealthy countries use them too. But the WHO notes that just because products are natural does not always mean they are safe. It says reports of bad reactions have increased sharply in the last few years. In China, for example, about 10,000 harmful drug reactions were reported in 2002. There were just 4,000 cases reported between 1990 and 1999. Traditional medicines are made from plants, animal products, and minerals. The health agency says they remain largely outside government control. In most countries, traditional medicines can be purchased without a doctor's order. Sometimes they are prepared by friends or by the patients themselves. The WHO says this situation raises concerns about the quality of treatments and the lack of professional supervision. Lee Jong-wook is Director General of the organisation. Dr. Lee says the WHO supports the use of traditional medicines when they have been shown to help and to have few risks. but he says government should have the tools to make sure people get the best information. Under the new guidelines, traditional healers would have to be skilled, and they would have to be listed with the government. Also, people would have to be informed about how and where to report problems. Dr. Lee says governments can also use the guidelines to create media campaigns about the issue.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The World Health Organization says people need more information about how to safely use traditional medicines. The WHO now has guidelines to suggest ways for public health officials to develop that information. The health agency is part of the United Nations. Up to 80% of people in developing countries depend on traditional medicines. More and more people in wealthy countries use them too. But the WHO notes that just because products are natural does not always mean they are safe. It says reports of bad reactions have increased sharply in the last few years. In China, for example, about 10,000 harmful drug reactions were reported in 2002. There were just 4,000 cases reported between 1990 and 1999. Traditional medicines are made from plants, animal products, and minerals. The health agency says they remain largely outside government control. In most countries, traditional medicines can be purchased without a doctor's order. Sometimes they are prepared by friends or by the patients themselves. The WHO says this situation raises concerns about the quality of treatments and the lack of professional supervision. Lee Jong-wook is Director General of the organization. Dr. Lee says the WHO supports the use of traditional medicines when they have been shown to help and to have few risks. But he says government should have the tools to make sure people get the best information. Under the new guidelines, traditional healers would have to be skilled, and they would have to be listed with the government. Also, people would have to be informed about how and where to report problems. Dr. Lee says governments can also use the guidelines to create media campaigns about the issue.